This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Beautiful day here in the Mile High City, yet strange out there. If you're on the highways at all or in your office or working from home, man, a different feel out there today as we are all going through this coronavirus deal here in our state. It is just really an eerie feeling out there a little bit, but I hope everyone is staying safe and doing all that you need to do to stay healthy. And we are practicing our distance here. Kurt Rogers with Affordable Interest Mortgage. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, and yes, we are. I believe there's going to be a new word. The word of 2020 is going to be social distancing.
Social distancing, yes, sir. And Kurt, of course, sponsors our show each week with Affordable Interest Mortgage. And we'll get to our guests here just in a minute, Kurt. But Kurt, I tell you, man, interesting times here. Of course, you know, at our young age, we've never seen anything like this. But I tell you, it is strange to be just being out a little bit.
Even in our young age, when you go back to H1N1, which was, 13, 14 years ago, we had concerns, but nothing to the point to where we are now. We did not attack the H1N1 like we are attacking this one and trying to slow it down. So that tells me that they have more fear about this one.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And you know, and we've never seen it. We've heard about it. You know, the plagues in 1918s and the ones in the 1800s actually were much worse than this, but we never lived them. So we don't remember what went on and all the fear that's being caused. And you're seeing a lot of that now. And if we could all just kind of realize that we're going to get past this, it's just the pause in 2020. We're going to get to the other side, and it's going to be okay.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a minute about, in your world, the mortgages and all, and we see all the different things with the stock market, interest rates, and I think a lot of people, when they heard 0%, they're thinking, great, my mortgage is going to 0%, yet the rates went up. So enlighten us a little bit there.
Well, what happened was the rates had fallen before the coronavirus had really kind of taken off and the stock market took down. As the stock market then started to go down, the Feds, in order to stimulate cash flow, raised the Feds or lowered the Feds' fund rate. Well, that was the goal of that, was to slow the stock market down. It really didn't affect the rates and mortgages because they are already down. They were determined by what's called the bond market, and the bond market has been low for quite a while. And we were seeing rates, you know, mid twos, three and a quarter, depending on the type of loan you were looking for. So a lot of people went out and applied for a loan, and they were in what we call the process, the cycle. And then all of a sudden, when the Feds did that, there were more people that called, and the banks realized they couldn't handle all the customers. So they raised their rates. They can't tell you, no, we don't want business, but if you want us to do a loan for you, here's what your rate's going to be. So they raised rates within a two-day span about a point and a half. So rates went up to over 4.5 pretty quick. And that wasn't, and it wasn't because they're trying to be greedy. They just said, we can't handle the business, so they slowed it down. Now, since then, the rates have stayed there. They're really not down. There's a couple lenders that will get into the upper threes. But the problem with that is going to be, which is why most lenders are staying higher, you're going to see in 2 to 4 weeks, after they've processed all this, these people prior, they're going to turn around and go back to those rates again and re-stimulate the mortgage business. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So what we're doing is those people that missed it the first time, we're just getting their information and getting it into a bank. So the minute those rates go back down to 3, we're going to lock them so the customers don't lose them.
Gotcha.
Well, they are going to go back down. The people need to understand the rates are going to go back.
Right.
So paying anything over 3.75 now would not work because in a month, 2 months, the rates are going to be back where they were.
Gotcha. Well, if you've got any questions whatsoever about mortgages, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500, and he will be glad to help you and guide you in any way that he can. Well, it is a special edition of Haystack Help Radio today, and we call it Your Money Matters. And each week, again, Kurt is a sponsor of our show here, and we have a lot of different guests on, and glad to have a returning guest back with us, Mike Hills, Atlas Real Estate. So, Mike, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm trapped at home and on the radio, which is so weird.
No, it is weird, man.
I'm doing well.
Well, good, good. So, Mike, you know, interesting times. And, you know, here's one thing that we've always said. Every show we have this. There will be good times. There will be bad times in real estate. But hang on. So give us a little help this morning here and just what you're seeing and kind of how it's affecting everything.
Yeah, well, there's really three things that we've done. You know, we've done some research into, as Kurt was talking about, the H1N1, or known as the swine flu, SARS when it happened, you know, the avian bird flu. And historically, what has happened when these pandemics have hit is that real estate transactionally, they grind to a screeching halt in a lot of cases, meaning that people aren't buying and selling houses. That's been the historical flavor. Now, that said, prices usually don't drop because these standstills a lot of times are short-lived. It may take 3 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, and then things pick right back up. Because of the nature of real estate, that it is it takes 45 days to close a house, and it's not the quick trading the way we see in the stock market. Prices in the past have tend to be unaffected. Now, if people are losing their jobs and hundreds of thousands of people in Denver are currently out of work because restaurants are closed, you know, gyms are closed, tattoo parlors are closed. If this continues for any length of time and people can't pay their rent, then it will likely affect investment property. So there's a little bit of unknown. Historically, though, it hasn't made too much of a dent. Now, what we are doing on the buy side, especially for our investor clients, is we're saying, hey, if you're currently under contract, let's just put a pause. We don't want to kill the deal. We want to wait. Let's push the deal out 3 weeks, 4 weeks, five weeks,
right.
8 weeks, 2 weeks, something, so we can get a better understanding just to see what's going on. But the truth is, and as you guys have heard me say before, our philosophy, Atlas Real Estate pillar number one of investment, is we buy things for the 20-year picture. Now, that's not to say I want to overpay ever, but if I'm buying for the 20-year picture, truly, the pandemic of, you know, COVID in 2020 doesn't look like it's going to be like the Black Death that wiped out, you know, half of Europe. And not to make light of what's happening for the people that are sick, but I get that. I'm just simply saying that
Sure. When
we are investing in buying real estate, we're doing 20-year picture. So the next 90 days over 20 years, we're just going to wait and see, but it's not time to hit the panic button yet.
Right. Absolutely.
And Mike, you bring up a good point. One of the things is a lot of people that have lost their job are worried about things. And I think in watching some of the news and listening to some of the experts, the government is much more prepared to handle what's coming, especially from 2008. They got plenty of money to infuse it into the system, and they've come to terms with, for example, if you were laid off and you're unemployed, you're now going to be able to apply and not have to make your mortgage payment, which you can kick that can down the road. And the best part about that, it doesn't get reported to the credit reporting agencies because you're not late. They're just deferring it because of what nobody expected to happen. And I think that takes a lot of pressure off, unlike what happened in 08, where after, as it went down, home values went down. I don't see that. The economy was good before coronavirus. It's going to be good after it. All the foundational things are there. How do you see that coming into play with what you're doing? It kind of coincides.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you. I can tell you that in the Denver market, you know, Mayor Hancock yesterday issued a shelter-in-place order. The Realtor Association, I don't know how they did this. I mean, I have my, you know, behind backdoor guesses the way politics work, but they got real estate to be exempt from the shelter in place order, which if I could give those people a hug right now on that board, I would give them a hug because I have a lot of brokers that are freaking out right now because they're like, what are we going to do? Now, they may have to show houses in a hazmat suit, but that's okay. they're going to be able to, you know, get out and meet with people, stay that 6 feet apart, and still be able to do their jobs and bring people value. Now, to your point, Kurt, with what the government's doing, one thing we are urging to all of our owners, if you are an owner of real estate and you are worried about this, call your bank. I cannot stress this enough. We are stressing having cash reserves, and call your bank. Negotiate early. If you are a tenant, we manage over 3,300 rental units in four different cities and planning on expanding, you guys know this, in a couple more cities. And you get behind, or you lost your job, or you're a bartender or a hairdresser and they shut you down, man, call your landlord. I'm a landlord, and you know what? I don't want to kick my tenants out on the street, but I don't want them to call me April 5th and say, hey, man, I missed my April. I can't pay April rent. You know, call now. It's, what is it, March 24th? Get in front of this. Like anything else, being proactive will really, really, really save you. So if you're out there and you're worried about your mortgage or you're worried about your rent, man, call the person in charge. Call them. Talk to them. Have that conversation. Because as a landlord, you know what we're doing? We're like, yeah, you know what? Pay what you can. Let's put you on a payment plan. Let's work something out, because nobody wants to kick you out. Just like banks don't want to foreclose on me. I talked to my bank yesterday, and you guys know this. I have several rental properties, and without getting too specific into the numbers, my mortgage payments are in the five digits every single month. And if I go to interest only payments, meaning just which my bank is willing to do, I've already had this conversation with them. They will literally, and I'll just be specific so everybody knows what I'm talking about. I owe the bank $30,000 a month right now for all of my different mortgages in terms of principal and interest combined. Not take out taxes and insurance, because that doesn't matter. I have to pay that anyway. But principal and interest, I owe the bank just over $30,000. If I go to interest-only loans, my payment drops from $30,000 to under $15,000. That's a huge delta.
That's significant.
Now, yeah. Do I need to do it right now? Not necessarily, but am I probably going to? Yes, I am absolutely going to do that. And it might not be for more than 3 to 6 months, but we don't know what's going to happen over the short term. So I'd rather, like I said 2 minutes ago, I'd rather be prepared and get in front of it rather than be panicking 60 days from now if my tenants can't pay my rent. And we are, whether you're a landlord, whether you're a tenant, do it. Have that conversation. It's not fun, and sometimes it can hurt your pride a little bit, but it's one of those things that's really important to do.
And I think most landlords, you know, being one at one time, I like you, would rather have the tenant stay than go through all the expense of having to find another tenant in the same tough time. So for me, it makes more sense to do the same things. How can I give them a break and still get through to the other side at the same time? So I
absolutely.
And I think we learned that in 2008. Let's be more proactive in it, because people, especially with this is unlike 08. This was caused by an illness, not man-made. So by doing this, I think we're by getting ahead of it, you're going to be able to find out just how loyal your landlord is to you and how much they want to help as much as they can.
Absolutely. And Kurt, when we get to your, you know, when you're talking about your all-in-one loan, yes. Remind me, and I'll give you some very specific ways I'm using that loan and how awesome that loan actually is to the situation that we are currently in. I mean, it is, we'll get to it, but it's an amazing thing. But man, people are panicked. Brokers are panicked. Here's the funny thing, though, on the stats. I just talked to my brother, who's probably listening. He's in Sacramento. He listed his wife's grandmother's house, his family did, over the weekend, $230,000. They had 9 showings and 4 offers in 48 hours. I had one of our guys put a house on the market 2 days ago or 3 days ago, something like that. He had 7 showings, and they're already under contract. Like, if wow. You're in that under $500,000 range, your house is still selling. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. It's still selling. Now, what's happened is a month ago, if this past weekend you had 10 showings and 3 offers, a month ago that likely would have been 35 showings and 6 offers or 10 offers. But so it's hurt demand in terms of count, but it hasn't hurt the ability to still sell your house and get the number that you want. What we're actually telling our buyers, and everybody knows this, the buyers that are having a tough time because they keep losing out on bids. You know, they get second place. There's six offers and they get second place. So there's three offers and they're second place. Or this might be, we're telling people, you might be able to win. Use this, take this time to, if you can find one of the houses that you like, man, maybe there's only nine showing. Instead of 30, there's only nine show. And instead of six offers, there's only one, and you're the one offer. And we're using that to our advantage, and it's actually working.
Right. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. If you've got any questions, give us a call, 303-477-5600, on investment property or mortgages. Kurt will be glad to help you as well. Mike Hills is our guest, Atlas Real Estate. We got to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
The hard part of my job is getting the case ready for trial. The really fun part of my job is going to trial.
Call the personal injury attorney who enjoys going to trial, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
The thing that people need to do when they're talking with lawyers about trials, ask the lawyer that they're talking to whether they like to go to trial or not.
Although most personal injury cases settle outside of the courtroom, you want an attorney who stands ready to represent you at trial.
The reason that we say trial tested, trial ready is because we do enough cases that we are always ready. And it's like anything else, you ride a bike or, you know, you shoot trap. If you do it often, you're still in good regular practice on it. If you do it once a year, not so much.
Trial tested, trial ready. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh. Call today for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters. Once again, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers is with us. from his office, and Mike Hills is with us from his office. Atlas Real Estate.
Social distancing.
Social distancing at its best here.
About 10 to 15 miles away from each other.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the pictures of the liquor stores yesterday?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Son, at 2:05, there was 50 people in line at every pot shop and every liquor store. And then what, a little after 5 o'clock, mayor came back and said, oh, okay, along with realtors, they can both can stay open. So, yeah, crazy.
They got to drink and be able to sell homes. That's a good thing.
Right. They're going to trace back and they're going to say, you know, there was an explosion in COVID cases in Denver over the last 2 weeks. I wonder what happened. They're going to trace it back to everybody who was at the liquor store.
No kidding, man.
That and the marijuana stores. It's just, my wife thought it was rather funny that, you know, when you start to take away those things that are really important to people, alcohol, drugs, and guns, they all say, pass, we're going to go buy them.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I mean, have you guys seen the video going around with the guy that says, there's a picture of a man's face, and then a voice comes over and it says,
yes.
Would you rather be stuck at home? You have two options. You have to be self-quarantined with the COVID because of COVID. Would you rather be quarantined with your wife and child, A, or B? And the guy goes, B. Definitely,
yeah.
B.
Yeah. That is good.
Yeah, and the other one was about, you know, maybe you should have paid attention to the honey-do list because now you have the time to get it done.
Right, you better do.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
Well, you know,
my question, Mike, that you had talked about earlier, and I know you have the product, and I have the product, but in a time like this, how effective is that product helping you get by? The asset manager.
From a consumer's perspective, I personally use on my primary residence Kurt's loan with the affordable interest mortgage, and it's called the asset manager. And what the loan is, and I'm going to describe it. You could probably describe it a bunch better, Kurt, but I'll describe it the way just a user would use it. You basically take your mortgage on your home, and you convert that from a fixed-rate mortgage, a 30-year note that most people have on their homes, into a line of credit. You then use that line of credit as your bank account. So any money that you make goes into your account. When you need to write checks, you write it directly out of that account. And the benefit of that is it's a different in computation from a 30-year interest, which is what fixed-rate mortgages are, in daily interest, which is what lines of credit are, yearly interest. And it's a better credit or a better interest loan for people. Now, here's what it has allowed me to do personally. It's allowed me to have access to use the equity in my home. And to be very specific, let's say you have a mortgage that's a value of your home that's $600,000, and you have a loan on your home for $300,000. Well, in times like this, that $300,000 in equity, so value of $600,000 and a loan of $300,000, that $300,000 is locked into your house. You cannot use it in a traditional sense. You still pay the bank every month. If you're having troubles paying your loan, just like we're talking about right now, there's rumors that the federal government's going to do something with loan payments, with mortgage payments. It could be primary. It could be investment. Nobody knows yet, but I would say call your bank. But if you have Kurt's loan, as I do, if you have that same, if those same metrics exist, those same numbers, $600,000 value with a $300,000 loan, Kurt's product allows you to be able to use or unlock that other equity in your house. Let's say the original loan you got with Kurt was $450,000, but now you only owe the bank $300,000. That other $150,000 is available on your line of credit. So in the market that we exist in right now, when everybody's terrified and cash is king, and it is, you have the ability to use the equity in your house if you need to get by. And my wife and I, my family and I, have Kurt's loan, and that's one of the reasons that it's not that I'm not freaking out. It's not that I'm not really concerned with what's going on. It's that I feel like because of Kurt's loan, I'm in a really good spot financially, because if I need cash, I can take it against my house versus having to go to the bank and getting a normal home equity line of credit, which takes 30 days. I could just write a check out of my line of credit that I already have and have access to cash. And Kurtz alone has given me the ability to do that. Kurt, did I do a good job explaining that?
You did very well on that, Michael. And that's what most people that have had that loan, I've received lots of calls and emails from people saying, Kurt, thanks. Kurt, thanks. Because the loan now allows them to breathe. It doesn't mean they're going to take the money. But should things go longer than they expect for their other cash, they now have the ability to get by the speed bumps. That's why I talk about becoming mortgage safe. This loan allows you to keep your mortgage even if you don't have a job.
Right. Well, and for everybody that's listening out there, let's say you own your home outright. I would say call Kurt and keep a small balance because it gives you the ability, the access to cash. You guys know this, I work on paying down my rentals. My rentals are all on 10-year and 15-year fixed rate notes. I work very diligently trying to pay those off. A, because I don't want to owe the bank money. There's lots of financial reasons. The flip side of that is once you pay the bank off, all your money is trapped in the dirt, so to speak, because you can't have access to that cash. You have the value, but you don't have access to the capital. Kurt's loan allows you to have access to the capital when you need it. And that flexibility there, and I think that's the beauty of the loan, and that's the key, that phrase, flexibility, is amazing. And in times like this, I mean, heck, a month ago, nobody knew this was happening.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some people did, but we didn't see this happening. Like, the stock market has lost 30% of its value in a month.
Wow.
At least. Yeah, you're right, it has. And it's made it real difficult for many people. So, yeah, if you're interested in a loan, you can give me a call. But I want to get back to something about what you're doing, because you're also not just in the state of Colorado. You're in other states. And my first question is, A, what states? But my second one is, what are you seeing that might be different there versus what the governors are doing here? How's it affecting things?
So it's the shelter in place orders are, I think it is now in, don't quote me on this, but I as of, you know, 5 days ago, I think it was in five states, maybe six. Colorado has not issued a shelter in place order. For anybody that's interested in civics, actually look it up. One of the reasons that our cities are doing it versus our states are doing it is because the states don't have the teeth. They need local municipalities to do it, because the way the Colorado Constitution is set up, the state doesn't actually have the right to enforce it. So it's got to be city by city, which is actually kind of interesting on the historical civic level. So there's my challenge to the populace that's sitting at home, that's bored out of their minds, like to do a little research and figure out why it was Denver that did it, not the state of Colorado. And that has something to do with that. Mm-hmm. We are in Colorado Springs. We are in Denver. We are in Fort Collins. We are in Phoenix. And actually, this week, we were supposed to, our founder and our CEO was supposed to fly into Salt Lake City and Boise and order those two cities, because those are the next two places that we're going to. One of the big things that has happened nationwide right now is most iBuyers. iBuyers being these big institutional companies that are buying by internet, the two largest being Opendoor and Zillow. They have, if you go online and try to sell your house to Zillow or Opendoor right now, they have paused the buying. We do have a relationship with Zillow, and I love Zillow. I love what they're doing. I can't wait to see what the future holds with how they are changing the landscape of the industry. But that's a conversation for a different time. The big thing that's happening right now is iBuyers and many institutional firms, institutional being people that are buying big corporate hedge funds that are buying for their own portfolio of real estate. Most of them, and I don't want to say all because I'm not familiar with all of them, but most of them have put a pause on buying because they're just unsure of what's happening. And I get that. And that's happened in Colorado Springs. It's happened in Denver. It's happened in Phoenix. The ones that are in Salt Lake City, it's happened there. It's happened in California. It's happened in Texas, Florida, New York. It's happened everywhere. So that's one of the big things that's happening right now across the country. I think that evidence suggests, at least this early in the cycle, that there are less houses coming on the market, but the houses that are under that, and it varies market to market. Denver, it's hard to buy a single family home for under 500 grand. Colorado Springs, it's more like under 300 grand. Phoenix, it's that same 350 to 400. So it fluctuates in the markets that we're in. But if you take that average median buy price in the cities that we are in, anything under those are still moving really, really quickly. Lots of showings. Again, not as many as it would be a month ago, but lots of showings, lots of offers, still competitive bidding situations. Things that are over that median price point in the cities that we are in are taking a little bit longer. Once you start approaching that, in Denver, the average buy price is, as I saw, was like $441,000. It's probably still relatively close to that. Anything that's that $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 range, man, that is, it's, there's a big pause button going on right now. I mean, because think about it. If you're buying a $900,000 single family home, you know, and you have a little bit of uncertainty in your employment, that's nerve wracking. I mean, that's
a big move. That's a big step. Yeah.
It's a big move. And we're not telling people to still not buy. We're telling people just be cautious. Maybe put the pause button on, just like the big institutional firms are, and just wait 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We had a call, you know, with some of our clients, and we're not saying kill deals. We're not saying don't do anything. We're just saying, hey, proceed with caution and pause button. That's all. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever it is, to make sure that we're making that proper play, proper play on it, because we don't want to get into a situation where 6 months from now, it's still going on. You know, we don't know. So we have to be cautious.
Sure. Mike Hills is our guest, Atlas Real Estate. You can reach Mike at 720-220-8500. Check out realatlas.com. We'll be right back. Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got 3 convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all 3 locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant, with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number 1 in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing, because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are. What are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And once again, if you've got any mortgage questions whatsoever, you can give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500, and he will be glad to help you.
Guys, have you, Kurt, I'll ask you so we don't all talk at the same time here, but have you ever seen something that an event like this where, I mean, literally it seems like every few hours, if not every hour, something is changing? And I think that's one reason it's put everybody into this panic is, you know, there's so many different, you know, news conferences, whether it be the mayor or the governor or the president or whatever. You know, there's just so many different things. It's just kind of put people into this panic, hasn't it?
Well, I've got two answers to that. My first one is, I can't imagine sitting there as a politician, and I don't care what level you're at, and you have to make a decision that's going to affect thousands to millions of people, that they're not going to work, they're going to have a hard time putting food on the table, and that's because of your decision, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Whether, excuse me, whether I like them or not, that's a tough decision that these people are making, so I have to be patient with them. I think the other thing is that what we're hearing, there's no consistency in the truth coming from two different people with the same facts, supposedly. And that causes a lot of uncertainty and fear in people. So I agree with you. You never know. You know, some people are saying this, some people are saying that. And it makes you uncertain. So everybody at that point just wants to hunker down. So that's kind of how I see things right now. Do I think they'll change? Yes. Do I think they'll change by the end of April? Absolutely.
Yep.
That's my projection.
Yep. Mike, your thoughts?
We were on a corporate call with a client yesterday, and the guy leading the call said, every hour feels like a day right now. And I feel like that's a really good analogy. It really does. I mean, it feels like we're in this weird thing where news is traveling so fast and changing all the time. And then you get into this, you know, is this side being honest, or is this side being honest, or is this country being honest, or is this country being, I mean, it's, I don't want to say crazy, but it's like politics and truth and what do you believe and what don't you believe. And then you get one expert on one side saying this and one expert on the other side saying, and it's, wow. I mean,
yeah. It's overwhelming. Yeah.
It is.
For sure. Yeah,
so you know what Denverites do? Apparently, Denverites just go to the liquor store.
Yep, and the gun store. You know, I just looked up before the show, 25,000 CBI checks for gun purchases in the last week compared to about 7,500 this week last year. So a lot of people buying guns, too. Yeah.
So what you're saying is that people are getting high, getting drunk, and bought guns. That
yeah.
makes me feel
what
good.
Could go wrong here? Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, that could kind of scare you a little bit.
Right.
I actually think, if you noticed last weekend, and I don't know if you did, but my wife and I got out walking the dogs a couple times, and there's so many more people out. Their social distancing is great, but they're out in their neighborhoods, and they're walking around, and they're talking across the street from each other. I think that that's a healthy thing. Everybody's trying to abide by the requirements that the government's telling us,
right.
But we still need to get out. We still need to remember that we're people. We need to talk to other people.
Absolutely. So, Mike, let's walk through a little bit of, you know, and like I say, I realize the time we're in, but overall, you know, in the meetings that you have and the conversations that we call them that you have with different people, who are you seeing that's really getting into this whole investment property thing as far as age groups? Are you seeing some younger folks getting into this, or is it mostly people, you know, 50 and older?
Yeah. So a couple different things. And I think on the other side of this, there's going to be a group of people that are more interested in real estate than they had previously been. And let me explain. So young people traditionally, so to take a step back, when you buy an investment property, it's your investment. And when I say investment property, it's a property that you are not going to occupy or live in as a primary residence. That is anything that would qualify as an investment property. When you buy an investment property, you have to put at least 20% down, if not 25% or more, depending on the property. So it's 20 or 25%. That's just a federal guideline lending rule, the typical rule. If you're living in a property, you can put as little as 3.5% down. So what we are seeing in, you know, a month ago is that people that were buying properties for themselves, and actually still today, people that are buying properties for themselves to live in with the intent to turn that into a rental 12 to 60 months from now is what we refer to house hacking. It's how I got my start. It's how a lot of our clients, a lot of my friends, how we got our starts. We started buying houses. My first house I bought 19 years ago, 18 and a half years ago, and bought it with 3.5% down, lived in the property for roughly 18 months, moved and did it again. Now, I didn't invent the word house hacking. Millennials did that. I just, when I did it, people were like, you're crazy. So that was the young side of it. And we are still seeing that. We've got a team dedicated to house hacking, and it is an amazing way for somebody to build wealth. If you don't come from a lot of money, if you work a good job, but saving, 15% of your paycheck for the next 40 years doesn't appeal to you, then man, house hacking can be a really nice way to juice your retirement, juice your portfolio, and actually put some commas in your name. Number one. Number two, the people that are interested in for some sort of life event. I talk a lot about sending my kids to college using real estate as their college fund, beefing up retirement, beefing up extra income. Those are the people that you're going to put, buy an investment property 20 or 25% down, typically 25%, and you're really making financial moves today to benefit yourself at some future point. And I'm not talking a future point like 40 years from now. In some cases, it's 5, 6, 8, 10 years from now. I had a call yesterday with a lady who has one house. She has $400,000 in equity in this house. It's on 2.5 acres, roughly worth $800,000. She owes roughly $400,000. So she's got a delta of 400 grand in her house. And the problem is she's 54 years old, and she says to me on the phone, obviously, I don't have enough money to retire, and I don't make a ton of money at my job. I make enough money to get by, but I'm a little worried about the future. So what we're going to do with her, just from a 30,000-foot view, and we'll dig more into this over the next 60 days, we're probably going to sell her house, take that $400,000, downsize for her because she doesn't need the 2.5 acres anymore, and she doesn't need the 3,300-square-foot house that she has. We're going to downsize her, buy her probably a much smaller house, something that she likes, something that she can manage, something that she can afford. She'll probably put 10% down on that house, maybe 5% down. So let's pretend she has 400 grand, buys a $400,000 house, puts 10% down, which is $40,000. She'll put $40,000 on that house, and her mortgage payment actually goes down, which is awesome. Then we're going to take that other $360,000 left over, and we're going to buy her a couple investment properties, at least two, if not three investment properties. We're going to work on putting those on potentially 15-year notes, maybe 30-year notes. We'll do the math to figure it out. And we spent maybe 65 minutes on the phone. And after going through this, she's like, wow, so you're saying that this is enough money to actually figure out my retirement. 100%. Absolutely. This is right down the fairway for what we do and what we can help her do. And it's awesome. Now, to that point, your question about who's doing this,
right?
We can help people of all ages, depending on, we have a pastor right now. One of our guys has a pastor that's talking about selling his house. He's a pastor, doesn't make a ton of money, smaller church, but he's going to sell his house and he's going to turn around and buy a new house for he and his family and use the rest of the equity to buy an investment property to help send his two little kids to college when they hit college age. So there's not really an age limit. What I can see, this stock market issue that we're having, the people that I feel really bad for right now are those that are approaching retirement,
yeah.
People that are my mom's age that have all of their money in the stock market that have to be looking at their 401ks and at their holdings and absolutely panicking because of what happened. I mean, I know when this is over, I'm going to get a bunch of calls from people that say, look, I don't want my money in the stock market. I mm-hmm. need to find some place that I can make good returns and feel safe about it. And I can tell you, because we do this, that most of my money is in real estate because sure. I don't trust the stock market for exactly the reason that we're seeing. Man, I feel so much more confident in real estate. And guess what? Not only do I feel more confident, I can make more money in real estate than I can in the stock market. And I've proven that for the last 19 years, as has all of our team.
Right. And that's really what you go through with people when you do these meetings with people and all, and just we invite people to come, and I'm sure those are on hold for right now, but that's really just what you go through. I mean, it isn't some big sales pitch to buy something from you. It's just kind of showing them the strategy that you guys and the way that you see real estate, right?
Yeah, just how we can do it, how we can make it work. I mean, and actually, we're going to do next Tuesday, the 31st, we are going to do one of our presentations, but we're going to do it virtually, and we're going to do it at noon because everybody's already stuck at home. So we're going to do it at noon next Tuesday, and we'll do it. We'll probably use Zoom technology to invite anybody that wants to come. We're going to have people write in questions, sort of like just a question and answer, ask an expert type thing. We'll have our brokers on there. So people can really dig more into this. It'll be an atypical presentation for us. It won't be at our office where we sit down and sit around a conference table and, you know, hear the Atlas philosophy. But we're still going to do it noon next Tuesday. It'll just be virtually.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested, let me know, and we'll get you the login information. But it's, you know, there's so much fear. And one of the things that we're trying to do is to dispel that fear. Just simply say patience and prudence are the two things that we are living by these days. Patience and prudence, patience and prudence. Make good decisions. And remember, when you're investing in real estate, we're not investing for the next 12 months anyway. We're investing for the next 20 years. And that is so, so, so important to keep the right mindset when you're looking at crises like that have hit us.
Right.
And that's a good point, Mike. And when we come back from the break, I kind of want you to walk down that path of when you're buying a rental property, it's not a short term, it's long term, and how it compares with the market and how you can actually do better. But we'll do that when we come back from the break.
Sounds great.
All right. We'll be right back with more of Your Money Matters.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. A few more minutes left here with our special guest, Mike Hills from Atlas Real Estate. Once again, Mike's number, 720-220-8500. And Mike, I tell you, if you'll get me that information when you guys get all the details for that video conference thing there, we'll put that on our Haystack Help Radio Facebook page as well. So our listeners, if you're on Facebook, you can go to that, and we'll give out the details even on a future show here before that. But, yeah, that'll be a cool thing for people to be able to watch that with you. So that'll be awesome.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. And like I said before the break, you're talking about the market and the housing market. And at your classes, you kind of go through
the difference between the two. In the few minutes we have left, explain how the housing market and the stock market at this time, especially even if we get back to normal, how all that fits in.
Sure. So I just looked. The stock market is up 1,500 points today. It's over 20,000 again, which is still a huge drop from the last month. I mean, stocks are still just, they're just getting crushed. And here's what we tell people. When you own real estate, you get paid five different ways. And two of those five ways are tax advantages. We're just going to ignore those because they're a little more complicated. There's three major ways when you own a rental piece of real estate. First and foremost, you get appreciation over time. And again, Atlas's philosophy is 20-year picture. Now, does that mean I won't sell in a shorter amount of time? No. In general, I'm buying 20-year picture, things where I like the city, I like the market, I like the numbers, I like the prices, all of that. Second thing, so you get the appreciation over time. Second thing that you get when you own rental real estate is you're buying where you're getting positive cash flow, meaning your tenants, your residents pay rent, you pay the bank, you pay all the expenses, and there's money left over at the end of each month. Now, I can tell you it doesn't always work like that every single month. As an example, in November, I had to replace a boiler on one of the properties that I own. That was $12,500. I didn't make money for that month. But a boiler lasts for 40 years. So over 40 years, $12,500 divided by 12 months in a year, every year for 40 years, just isn't that much money. But it just doesn't feel good that month. But in general, positive cash flow. And then the third way that you get paid is sneaky. It's a sneaky way, and I don't say sneaky like it's against the rules. I say sneaky because we don't think about it. We don't talk about it a lot as citizens, and that is in debt reduction. Every time your residents, my residents, give me money and I turn around and pay the bank, you know what my residents are actually doing for me? They're buying me a piece of that real estate. I'm paying off the bank, so they're lowering the amount of money that I owe. So I get paid those three ways. In the stock market, you only get paid on the appreciation side. If the market goes up, that's the only way you get paid. And in real estate, you get paid those other three ways. And the beauty, let's take a step back. Let's say you had $1 million in real estate, and you have $1 million in the stock market. Well, the beauty of real estate is if you spend your positive cash flow, you still have $1 million in real estate. In the stock market, if you have $1 million and you spend 40,000 bucks of it, well, now you don't have $1 million anymore. Now you only have $960,000. So every time you want to spend a dollar of your real estate, you're not actually spending a dollar of your equity. Hopefully you engineer it so you're spending a dollar of your cash flow. Whereas in the stock market, the only way to spend any of that money is to chew into what the value is. Now, obviously, that's unless you have big dividend-producing stocks, which most people don't have. So I know there's people out there who's like, wow, what if I have dividends? Most people don't. So let's ignore that for a second. But that's the beauty of this. And when we're doing deals, I am usually trying to find investment deals that can match the stock market's historical growth. Historically, the stock market will make 6-7% year over year. And ignore the last month, because I think this is an anomaly. I do think that we're going to recover from this. It may take 6 months. It may take 16 months. I don't know. But let's assume that we're talking about the stock market of 30 days ago, because I don't want to bash the market. It'd be really easy to do right now, but I don't think that's the right thing to do in light of what's going on. So let's assume this is a stock market of 30 days ago. It's still really, really strong. Everybody's really happy. We're still trying to find deals in the real estate world that are making that same cash flow. So every month, you're making a positive cash flow of that roughly 6-8%, just like you would in the stock market, so that it matches. But the beauty of the real estate is you also get the appreciation and you also get the debt reduction. And by getting all three of those, man, you just crush the returns that you can get in the stock market. And again, not even talking about the last 30 days, I have at least, I think I'm up to 9 financial planners that owe me either dinner or lunch, anywhere of my choice, because I say this to them, they get really mad at me. And I'm like, prove my math wrong. And I guarantee I could call all of them today. None of them would call me back, because now my math is really right, based on where the market is. But And for those people listening, I do have a little bit of money in the stock market because I like the liquidity of the stock market. I like the liquidity of Kurt's loan a heck of a lot better than I like the stock market. But I do have some money in the stock market, but not enough to lose sleep over in light of what's going on, because I think real estate is just it's a better, safer, long-term play for my family and I. And I would be happy to have this conversation with anybody. And no one's ever going to tell you you're doing it wrong. No one's ever going to tell you that, you know, you've made mistakes. We're simply going to say, let's take the current situation and let's mess with it and let's make it better and achieve some sense of financial freedom for you. And it's a very easygoing. We can show you how to use Kurt's loan. We can show you what we're doing. And everything that we do is always leading by example. I'm happy to open my book and show you what I do, how I've done it over all the years I've been doing it, because it's not meant to be, look what we have and look what you don't. It's meant to say, hey, we've gotten kicked in the teeth time and time again, and a system and a playbook that really tries to limit the amount of exposure that we have, and we can show you how to do that and make your future life better than it is today.
Yeah.
One of the things that is a little unique in this situation is if you had, let's say, just $100,000 in the stock market and it's gone down 30%, you now have $70,000. If it goes back to $3,000 or $30,000, you don't have $100,000 back. Even though it increases back, you don't get to go back to where you were. The rate of return has to be 100% to get you back, and that's not going to happen. So, but most people figure, well, if we're at 20,000, we go back to 30, I get my money. No, you don't, because you're getting the percentage on a less dollar amount going in. So it's harder to build that money back. And that's what we all learned in 2008 when the market crashed. So having a little bit of money in the market and some in real estate kind of helps your portfolio and gives you a lot of retirement money.
Yep. I can tell you that I helped my mom move some of her assets, this has been 4 or 5 years ago, into real estate. And she is exceedingly happy with what's going on. I mean, she's not happy with what's going on. She's exceedingly happy that she made that decision to move half of her stock portfolio into real estate, because she's 67, 68 years old. She's probably listening. She's going to text me, and I forget how old she is, so I always do that.
She did that before.
Yeah, she did. I forget how old she is. Hey, Mom, at least I didn't tell you everybody that you were 70. You know, it's one of those things that she's exceedingly happy that she doesn't have all her money in the stock market.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Mike.
Hey, guys, thank you. I will get that information about our webinar next week.
All right, 720-220-8500, Mike's number. Kurt, your disclosure, sir.
NMLS 298191, regulated by Doral, equal credit lender.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, Kurt. We appreciate it. Thank you for joining us today for Your Money Matters. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Get out and enjoy the sunshine. Don't go anywhere, but leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.